Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. What in the heck is going on with Southwest Airlines? I know you guys talked about it yesterday while I'm out doing my quarantine. It's not getting any better, Jamie.
Well, here's the thing. So it was a nightmare, obviously, over the weekend. It was all these weekend travelers, and 1,800 flights were canceled. But now there's a rebooking issue. My girlfriend is in North Carolina, and she can't get out till Wednesday.
Oh, geez.
So she's at a hotel
right
now.
And I'm with you, because off air, we were talking about this just a little bit. But I thought the weekend problem would go away once Monday got here, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not. It doesn't look like it's going to go away this week for Southwest.
Yeah, we have a bunch of people stuck here at DIA hotels. Like I said, my girlfriend is at a hotel in North Carolina. The rebooking is not so easy right now.
Here's the story.
Anger and frustration of Southwest Airlines passengers as a weekend of delays and cancellations stretched all the way into Monday. More than 360 flights were canceled today after about 2,000 were called off over the weekend. Now, why it's happening isn't exactly clear. The airline blames the weather and, quote, other constraints. But disruptions began shortly after the pilots' union tried to block Southwest's new COVID vaccine mandate. What is clear is that thousands of Southwest passengers were left stranded. Lines were long and tempers were short at airports in several cities as passengers were forced to wait hours and in some cases days. Yes, days to get on other flights.
I have no idea what's going on. You've got people that are in the biz, so maybe they have some insight.
They said poor management.
Well, I've seen that before. It can sure bring you down.
It can, but here's the thing. Southwest isn't saying we have poor management. Southwest first tried the weather thing, okay? Yeah. And then even the Weather Channel itself, the guys with the slickers on are like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
If we had some weather in Texas, you can maybe blame some Texas problems. In Oklahoma, they had some tornadoes.
Yeah, I know Chicago had some too, but...
But they're like, yeah, y'all are crazy. Well, then we learned that the weather situation is so they don't have to book people in hotels and eat that cost.
Yeah, they don't have to pay for that.
Right. So then they went with, well, there weren't enough air traffic controllers. Well, then the freaking FAA threw them under the bus.
Yeah, they weren't expecting that at all.
I mean, if you're the FAA, you got to defend yourself, right? Because now you're pointing the blame at them that they can't fill up the towers with enough people to bring in your flights.
Right.
And it's like, whoa, that's not the case.
I know, but I don't think Southwest thought the FAA would throw them under the bus like that, but they sure did. Well, then I got this weird email or text from my girlfriend. And tell me this is so weird. So she sent this to me Sunday night. We finally took off around 10 p.m. tonight. We were scheduled at 8, so it wasn't that horrible. We somehow wound up flying over San Antonio because we were low on fuel. They said we would be stuck there, but we kept going. Not really sure what happened there. Our flight was supposed to be 3 hours and 20 minutes, but it was over 4 hours after all was said and done on low fuel. Oh. Explain that.
I can't.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't take a chance like that. If you have low fuel, you land.
And that's what they're telling them. They're going to land in San Antonio because they have low fuel, but then they pushed on to Denver? They must have had a tailwind.
It's almost like another person higher up or whatever, they're telling another story to cover their butt, okay? And when you add up all the stories being told, none of it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not consistent. So what do you think's going on? What do you think the real problem is? Because we really don't know. Nobody knows.
I think it's your logistics situation. You think, I think what they did then is they popped a lot of planes into the system. And then when you have one disruption, it's a trickle down situation where now they don't have any places to put the planes and do this. And so they're like, some guy named Larry's like, I don't know what the hell to do in logistics. Shut her down.
If you were stuck at DIA, you'd take this more seriously. I don't feel like you are. Just because of the way you're using your voice.
No, it's because Larry messed up on the Excel spreadsheet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's all his fault.
He did. He thought that one was going to Des Moines, but it was really going to Dallas, and it was all just a mess.
And here's the deal. A lot of the excuses they're using, air traffic control,
weather
thing, it would affect the other airlines, too.
That's where they get caught.
Okay. Yeah. That's where you get caught. It's because everybody uses the same air traffic controllers. Okay? It's not just you, Southwest.
Why didn't they say they were doing a systems update on Wide Orbit?
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's our system.
That's our system. Yeah. Really crappy right now.
Yeah, it keeps crashing. Why didn't they just say? Because you can't prove that, and then United can't say, well, you know.
That's what Facebook did. System update.
System update.
Went down for a day.
Yeah. That's what they go with, because people understand that.
Yeah.
And then nobody can throw them under the bus.
And the more lies, or different stories, let's just call it that, because we don't know what's lies and what's not. But the more different stories that come out for excuses, it just adds to conspiracy theories, because now they really start to pop up because people realize they're not stupid. They realize that a lot of this stuff doesn't add up.
But the timing was horrible. That's why. The timing is horrible on this, because on Friday, the pilots union went in and said, we don't want the whole vaccine mandate. So they went and, you know, they're like, we're not playing along with this vaccine mandate. Well, then all of a sudden you have all these problems over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It looks suspicious.
It does.
Right?
I agree with you. I don't know what the real answer is, but there's certain things here that looks like it could be the reason.
Right, but then
the vaccine mandate might be.
But then the pilots union's like, wait, we didn't do any secret walkout. This isn't it. I promise you. I mean, they were pretty adamant about, like, we're not doing any kind of secret walkout. We'll let you know if we walk out.
Yeah,
you'll know. You'll definitely know.
And that's why my friend, the pilot, said, it's just bad management. And I'm like, okay.
But if they did do a walkout, you'd get the results exactly what we got over the weekend. So it kind of makes sense that it could be a secret walkout. And look, I don't know. I have no clue.
But he was flying. He wasn't walking out. He flew. He was delayed.
Can't Southwest just give us the truth?
I mean, that's the thing. Come on. He was like 3 hours late, and he's like, ugh.
Here's another thing, too. All right, God forbid that something happened back at my home with my mom or whatever, and I had to catch a flight tomorrow to go. I would never, sitting right here today, I'm not going to book Southwest Airlines.
It'd be scary.
No, it's sketch.
You don't know if you're going to get back. Exactly. You don't know if you're going to take off. You don't know if you're going to get there for an emergency situation. You don't. How much business you think they're losing over the last couple of days?
It's funny that you say that, because I'm looking at that Thanksgiving right now. And I'm like, you know, Southwest is the better deal, but I'm like, I don't want to be stuck at Thanksgiving.
No, I would rather pay extra, because you might wind up buying a hotel room for 5 nights if you're stuck somewhere.
Yeah, because of the weather, so they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. Weather can be bad at Thanksgiving.
Somebody says, I work in the hotel business. Southwest Airlines problems are not our fault. Please be nice to your hotel folks.
Well,
please.
We never said that, did we?
No, but I'm sure they're getting people, that travelers that are pissed.
So frustrated.
Yeah, and they're like, God love it. I need a room. My heat doesn't work, or my hair doesn't work. Everything's wrong. It's like, calm down. This is not our fault, man. Some lady, I saw her at the airport at DIA, Fox 31. They were interviewing her, I think because she looked horrible. And she was so defeated. And she even was a dumbass and packed her makeup. And she was just standing there like, what I have on is what I have.
It's what I'm rolling with.
You got to wear it for 3 days. Yeah. Right? It looks rough after 2.
Oh, yeah. She was perfect for TV. So sad.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.